Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God. Good afternoon and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Monday, the 18th of April. We're beginning a new series. We're still in Ezekiel 34:11, but we're beginning a new series. What a wonderful holy week we had. It was just phenomenal. It was just wonderful. Holy Week started on Monday, and it started with prayer. And while I was in prayer on Thursday at the church, POW, Pastors on Wheels, showed up. A few of them, because Pastors on Wheels is, I mean, it's huge. There are so many pastors that belong to that organization. Four of them made it up. Pastor Brenda, Dr. G, Minister Marilyn, who came all the way up from Florida, and Reverend Donna James. What a blessing. What a blessing. They were knocking on the door on Thursday. I said, who could that be? Because those that come to prayer, well, the one person who's been coming to prayer, Brother Sterling, he has a key. So he would have no need to be knocking. And Daniel was telling me, somebody's knocking on the door. I opened the door, and there they were. Blessed of the Lord. They were with us Thursday night for our Monday, Thursday service. And then, of course, Good Friday. Wow. Good Friday was just powerful. We had seven speakers. seven wonderful anointed of God speakers. I got to tell you, we have God-produced talent in our church. I had nothing to do with those seven speakers. That's God-produced. Absolutely wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Friday night service. The pastors who were there, Pastor David Kinzer from the Reformed Church, Pastor Tom Jones, the pastors from Pastors on Wheels, they were blown away by the marvelous presentations. So, and then, of course, we were blessed and surprised to have Pastor Martin with us, our former pastor. What a blessing that was. And Good Friday was more than good. It was God Friday. It was wonderful. And then, of course, Sunday. Sunday with the choir, Sunday with the cantata. Sunday was just amazing to see all those people in the house of the Lord. By the way, all three services were wonderfully attended. Wonderfully attended. And but Sunday morning, there's something about Sunday morning, the attendance was just, again, what word could I use? What word could I use for how awesome God is? Well, that's behind us. So much work is before us. So let me encourage you to roll up your sleeves and join me in working for the Lord, working for the Savior, working for the Redeemer of mankind, our Lord Jesus Christ, that many, 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 many would come to him. Like, listen, I know that at our altar call on Sunday morning, one person responded, which happened to be my baby girl. I know one person responded, but I am sure that many who sat there felt the tug of God's Spirit on their hearts. They didn't come up, but they felt it. The Holy Spirit was at work. And that's what we've been praying for. That's why we've been getting together on Tuesdays and asking the Lord, beseeching the Lord to pour out his Spirit, and indeed he has. Don't forget that in yesterday's bulletin, you have a revival sheet. There's a sheet on revival, sheet number 3. Read that short account and add it to the other two that you've already received. Get yourself a binder and put those in a binder and save them. They are wonderful accounts of what happened over 200 years ago up here in the Northeast United States. So that's what we're praying for. Those are samples of things that we are believing God for. And so keep them, read them, pray that God will do the same in St. Johnsville. Well, our text for today is Ezekiel 34:11. Let's go there. It reads, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep, seek them out." Again, the scripture text, the portion of the text that we're looking at this week, which we are highlighting, is the one that says, "Will both search my sheep." The title of this week's study is God's Comprehensive Searching. God's Comprehensive Searching. Heavenly Father, again, we come to you knowing that we are not working alone. In fact, you have gone before us. You, even you, are now searching out your sheep, and you are seeking to bring them back. Heavenly Father, lead the way as we follow you into your vineyard to bring in the harvest of souls. Bless us, Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord, that we pray in anticipation of tomorrow night, Tuesday, when we get together for prayer. Hear our prayers, O God. Attend to what we say. And by the name of Jesus Christ, we beseech you to answer those prayers. Amen and amen. We started the series by talking about God's prophetic declaration, because the text says, "For thus saith the Lord God," or Adonai Elohim, or Adonai Jehovah, excuse me, Adonai, the boss. "For thus saith the boss," the covenant God. Adonai, boss, and Jehovah, covenant God. So thus saith the boss, who is the covenant God. That was part one, God's declaration. And he made some declarations against the bad shepherds. But then we went on to talk about how God was personally going to get involved, how he promised when he said, "Behold, I, even I." It won't be some of my angels, and it won't be some of my prophets. It'll be me. I will be there. We want to look at God's comprehensive searching. The text says, "Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep." I want to focus on the word search. It's a Hebrew verb. If you take the Hebrew letters and you transliterate them into English, the Hebrew letters correspond to the English letters D-A-R-A-S, D-A-R-A-S, daras. This is an interesting word because in this context, and of course the word dara has different shades of meaning, and that's why I qualify what I'm saying by saying in this context. In this context, the word daras gives us a picture of a door-to-door search. A door-to-door search is a very thorough search. You know, when police are going in the neighborhood because a crime has been committed, and they're trying to gather information, and they're trying to see if there was anyone who witnessed the crime, what they do is they go door to door. They knock on the door and they say, "Ma'am or sir, do you know that a crime was committed on this street?" And the person may say, "No, I did not." Or, "Yes, I heard something." "What did you hear? Let me write down what you heard. May we come in?" They are going door to door because they are looking for information. Or they might be going door to door because they're looking for a person who has committed a crime and may be even hiding in your house and you don't even know it. So, again, the word daras means a comprehensive search. It's to go door to door. It implies or it gives the idea of doing so in order to turn every stone, to follow every lead. Now, the lead may seem insignificant, but you see, daras means you don't ignore the lead, or you don't ignore the matter may seem insignificant to you, but it may hold some lead. It may tell you where the person is, where the person is hiding. You know, sometimes a person is hiding because they've been hurt and they don't want to be bothered. As we've been studying in Ezekiel 34, many of the sheep have left the church. Many have left their fellowship. Many have left or turned their backs on the Lord because of the abusive pastors. Have you ever come across somebody who's been church hurt? One of the things that I would almost invariably hear when I counseled people who were church hurt They would say to me, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why I'm in this counseling session. I really don't want to be bothered. I really don't want anybody from church knocking on my door asking how I'm doing because I don't want to be bothered. I want nothing to do with the church. I've been burned, and I've been burned badly. Most people don't open their doors if they know church people are knocking on it and if they had a bad experience with that church or with that pastor. So in the text, God says, I have many sheep who have been abused. I have many sheep who have been driven away. I have many sheep who have left the church with a bad taste in their mouth. I have many sheep who don't want to be bothered, but I'm going after them. I'm doing a door-to-door search because each one of them matters to me. So this week we're going to be looking at God's comprehensive searching. How God will leave no stone unturned until he finds his sheep and he brings them back. Now, here's the last thing I want to say. We use human language to describe things or an activity pertaining to God. Now, you and I, because we are not all-knowing, since you and I have finite little minds, we have to go door to door. We have to leave no stone unturned. We have to follow the breadcrumbs, if you will, until it leads us to the person that we're looking for. But God is all-knowing. So no one can hide from God. God knows exactly where every one of his abused sheep are. Now, they may not want to be bothered, and they may be hiding from church folk, but they cannot hide from the Lord. And they've never been lost because God, listen, I can lose a pair of keys, or I can lose my wallet. I can misplace my wallet and not remember where I put my wallet, or I can misplace a pair of keys and not remember where I put the keys. That's us. That's the language that we use to communicate that something that I dearly love or dearly need or much need has been misplaced. So, again, God is not like us that he has to do it door to door because what is he? He is all-knowing. He knows where the people are. He knows what hurt them and where they hurt and why they hurt and who it is that hurt them. He knows all that. But remember, the Bible uses human language to describe an activity of God. But God is already ahead of the game because he is all-knowing. That said, he will search. He will do a door-to-door, if you will, to find his sheep. We're going to leave it there. We're going to come back tomorrow to explore this some more. Let me encourage you, saints, to every day from 12 to 1 o'clock. I'm hoping to make it there tomorrow. We're expecting some kind of snowstorm. Who knows what kind of snowstorm it's going to be, whether the snow accumulates or not. But please know that I'm at the church every day from 12 to 1. So if you can, if you're driving from 12 to 1, and you can say a little prayer to join me in spirit, or if you're doing the dishes, or if you're taking care of the grandkids, or, you know, if you're out chopping wood, or whatever it is that you're doing, if you're working in the garage, just say a little prayer and join me and say, Lord, I know the pastor's praying right now. I can't be with him, but I'm going to be with him in spirit. And together we're praying for an outpouring of your spirit, and we're praying for the saving of souls. If you can do that, I would much appreciate it. And do not forget to join us for the most important service of the week at Grace Church, which is our Tuesday night prayer meeting. Love you much. Stay encouraged. If you need me, give me a call. God bless you. And don't forget, Christ, our Lord, arose.
My Savior waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord, vainly they worship that Jesus, my Savior. My Savior.